Bad Blood, a Jesse McDermott novel, Tropical Adventure Series, Volume 2. Written by Wayne Stennett. Narrated by Nick Sullivan. Chapter 1. December 27th. Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. The oak tree was ancient. Its thick branches, some covered with moss and resurrection ferns, reached out more than 100 feet in all directions, and two of its enormous limbs rested on the ground before bending upward toward the sun. When this happened, the live oak was referred to as an angel oak. Live oaks didn't lose their leaves in the fall like the water oaks and tupelo trees in the area. Instead, they shed leaves year-round, replacing the canopy with new growth all through the winter. Hence the name live oak. Spanish moss seemed to drip from the branches, and the exposed roots of the tree covered the ground almost as far as its canopy shaded it. In that shade, nothing else grew, and the ground beneath the roots was covered with a dense layer of fallen brown leaves. And though the sun was near the tops of the tall pines and bare hardwood trees to the west, it brought little warmth to the landscape. It was a picturesque scene. A young man, still in his teens and full of the exuberance of youth, sat cross-legged on the thick bed of leaves beneath the old live oak. He held a pad of paper and pencil in his hands, and his frustration was evidenced by the cloud of vapor appearing in the cold evening air, produced by the sigh he emitted as he furiously erased something on the pad. He wasn't sketching the scenery. Instead, he was trying to compose a letter to a girl he'd met 4 months earlier, but had barely had any contact with since. He used a pencil instead of a pen, because he often had to erase whole sentences, never really sure of what to say to girls. The eraser on his current stub of a yellow number 2 was almost gone. He'd spent several days with her in the Bahamas, and they'd had a lot of fun, diving the fringe reef on the west side of the Tongue of the Ocean, or Toto, snorkeling the patch reefs in the shallows, and walking along the shoreline by day. They'd had some memorable nights as well, staying in a small beach house owned by a family friend. But since then, he'd only managed to write a few letters to her. He'd just started his new career, and his studies and training filled nearly every waking hour. The Marine Corps School of Infantry at Camp Geiger had challenged young Jesse McDermott in ways he didn't think imaginable. During that whole 2 months of training, he'd only written to Gina twice. After that, since being assigned to 1st Battalion 8th Marines at Camp Lejeune, he'd only been able to write to her a few more times. Maybe 6 letters in 4 months. But he had called her once. They'd talked until he'd run out of change for the phone booth outside the enlisted club. She'd told him about her sister's recovery, the trial of the man who'd nearly killed her, and who had killed another woman. During the call, Gina had talked even more about things going on in the Keys. Artsy stuff. Gina Albert was interested in a lot of things and seemed to be on the go all the time. Jesse liked listening to her voice, especially when she laughed. "What's up?" a voice called from behind, interrupting Jesse's train of thought.
"Trying to write a letter to Gina," Jesse replied. "I'm not sure where we are in our relationship."
Jesse had first met Jim Rusty Thurman on a Greyhound bus headed to Paris Island late the previous spring. Being the only two in their platoon from Florida, they'd naturally become friends. After boot camp, they'd spent part of their leave time scuba diving in the Florida Keys, where Rusty lived. That was where Jesse and Gina had met. She was close friends with Rusty's girlfriend, Juliet. While there, he and Rusty, and especially Rusty's dad, Shorty, had been instrumental in the capture of a killer by the name of Norbert Bear Baring. When that incident was over, Rusty's dad had suggested they go somewhere else for the last few days of their leave, so they'd taken Gina and Juliet to Andros Island in the Bahamas.
"I'd say you're about 4 months into it," Sample complete. Ready to continue?